Earlier this summer, a cyber attack shut down hospitals across Europe. Their medical records were being held hostage as part of the global WannaCry ransomware attack. There has been a lot of concern about the security of electronic medical records. In fact, 1 in 10 Georgians was a victim of a healthcare data breach over the past year. WABE's Tazneem Shama reports.
Here's how something called a ransomware attack goes down. A hospital employee is using her computer when a message flashes on her screen. It says all of her files are being held hostage.
And it locks you out from those files and tries to get you to pay a ransom, usually in Bitcoin.
That's Atlanta attorney David Cole. He specializes in cybersecurity and represents the Peachtree Neurological Clinic, which has 2 locations in Atlanta.
Peachtree Neurological Clinic this time fortunately had a complete backup in place of their medical records. So they didn't have to pay the ransom, which was good news.
Bad news? The clinic found out the hackers had access for more than a year, and it had no idea.
Whoever accessed the system first was then able to set up a user account. And so when they do that, you know, there's nothing to really indicate that anything wrong is going on, and they can operate in the background and cover their tracks.
So last month, he helped the clinic notify more than 180,000 patients that their information was exposed. Information like
your birth date, your address, your social security number, just as other financial information, but also has your medical record.
That's Ji Bai. She teaches at Johns Hopkins and published a report on healthcare data breaches. She says it's impossible for hospitals to completely keep private records away from hackers.
So what the hospital can do is just to mitigate risk, to manage the risk, not going to be eliminating completely.
Hackers can use financial information from a patient's record to file false insurance claims or tax returns. Hospitals in Georgia say they are fighting back in many ways. They've beefed up security and are backing up their data more often. But Roy Hadley says ransomware attacks are still common in Metro Atlanta. He's with the Technology Association of Georgia.
A lot of companies that are impacted won't say anything. They'll quietly pay the ransom, quietly get it fixed, and never even mention it. It's much more widespread than what's reported.
That's because only healthcare breaches that impact more than 500 patients are made public. This past year, more than 1 million Georgians got a letter telling them their data was exposed. The letters came from places like the skin cancer specialists, 2 different clinics at Emory Healthcare, and an endoscopy center. The increase in attacks has created demand for hospitals to buy what's called cyber insurance. Desiree Spain is with the Beasley Group in Atlanta, which sells the insurance.
We have an in-house breach response team that handle these calls 24/7, 365, and they are inundated with incident reports.
These insurance policies cover things like business interruptions or ransom payments. About a decade ago, the United States Congress began offering extra cash to doctors who ditched paper for electronic health records, making them a richer target for hackers. Attorney David Cole says these cyber attacks are so common now, they've just become a part of doing business.
I don't know if it's quite right to say perhaps some people have become numb to it. They are starting to understand that the business who's had the data breach, like them, is a victim as well.
Unfortunately, for both patients and hospitals, these attacks are only on the rise and getting more expensive. Every time a hospital's hit, it spends nearly $12 million to fix the damage. Tazneem Shama, WABE News.